Oh, the rain just will not stop. And of all districts, it's the Coromandel that just can't catch a break this summer. As people were getting back on their feet from Cyclone Hale, another massive drenching, roads are closed, there's flooding, and there are slips. Thames Coromandel Mayor Len Salt is back with us. You're going to get a prize for most appearances over a summer, I think, Len, for all the wrong reasons. Good morning, how are you?
Atamari, Tim. I could do without that price. Thank you very much.
Where are you at right now, Len? Can people get in and out of the peninsula?
So I'm in Thames at the moment. Certainly, accessing Thames is not a problem at the moment, but our concern obviously is access to the rest of the peninsula. State Highway 25A, as you know, has got that major slip. On the Kōpū-Hikawai stretch, that is a concern, and you'll have heard already from Scott Simpson, and I've been in touch with Scott regularly. That is a long fix. It's going to have a fairly significant impact to accessing the peninsula in the long term. What that does is it forces our team to close the 309 road and the Tapu Koroglen, which are the west coast to east coast accesses. They're gravel roads. They were never designed for heavy traffic. So we've closed those to avoid holidaymakers, people with cars and caravans and boats, trailers, and heavy traffic through those roads. They do remain open, Tim, to emergency vehicles because we need to be able to get people to and from hospital and emergency services to get through. The other two access areas, I probably need to hand that over to our civil defence emergency crews for right up to date access. So I'm talking about the Thames Coast Road, which has had slips and flooding overnight, and the Whangamata-Waihi access on the southern area. So these are dynamic situations. They can change very quickly. We've got our roading crews out there, and they can get onto a slip and get it cleared very quickly. We can update people and say, hey, that's clear. But then a short time later, we can get another incident. So we urge people just to keep up to date, stay off the roads if you can help it, and just give the crews a chance to get on top of it.
In practical terms, what does it mean for things like essential supplies, getting food, for example, across to Whitianga? How do you go about that? How do you go about feeding Coromandel?
So that is a concern, and obviously we've got two parts to this. One is the short term. How do we get this? How do we get the wheels turning again immediately? And then the longer term, which is our roading resilience, and how do we change our roading infrastructure so that we can stop this happening and give us some options in the future? So in the immediate term, our focus is on getting the west coast access up the coast road open and the southern access open. That depends a little bit on the weather and flooding situations and the slips. Once we get a break in the weather, we can get supplies through, we can get heavy traffic through again. At the moment, we're okay. People have enough, there's enough supplies, people are hunkered down. Coromandel people are used to this, Tim. You know,
Sure.
we don't want to have to be used to it. Our emergency crews are very experienced, but they're only very experienced because we've done it many times before, and they're used to doing this.
Tourism was looking forward very much to a bounce back summer, so much for that.
Yeah, our businesses are really hurting. We had about 9 days there through that Christmas New Year period when, you know, the wheels were turning and people were out and about and the beaches were full and, you know, things were humming. And after 2 years of COVID, the business owners were thinking, you know, here we go, we're back on track. But now they've taken another hit. It has been tough for them. What I'd say to people is, look, you know, if you can support our local businesses in any way, please do it. And look, you know, the thing that staggers, me, Tim, is that I see people online who are businesses and people who are really struggling, and they're out there offering to help people that need it. You know, I've seen businesses say, look, you know, if you don't go hungry, if you're stuck, come and see us. We'll help you out. We'll give you some food. If you're stuck for accommodation, come and see us. People opening their homes to the visitors and holidaymakers that are stuck. That's extraordinary. I just think that's fantastic community spirit.
Great stuff, Lynn. Thanks again so much. We hope that it goes well for you guys today. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Tim.
Lynn Sopp, Thames Coromandel District Mayor with us at News Talk ZB.